This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
This is Race Wars.
Race Wars.
I have the power.
Yeah. How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch.
Race Wars.
Race Wars back in the building. What a week. What a week. What a week. We got some good heads in here. Yesterday we did the Call's birthday celebration down at the this week we did it at the Comedy Cellar, and it was a great show.
I missed it because my asshole was giving me.
It was flared up.
Time. Yeah.
It was flared up in your booty hole.
Yeah, I mean, I know some people listening are married, so try not to come too hard.
That's right.
but
you were shitting uncontrollably.
Some out of control. I had to get my asshole sorted.
Sorted out. The Crohn's. It's Crohn's disease.
It's a bitch.
Young white Karen got them Crohn's in her.
You know I do.
We got a nice batch at the table today. Natty, introduce yourself.
Dan Natterman, no Crohn's. I do have lactose intolerance.
Ah, you don't tolerate no lactose. not in your neighborhood.
No, not in my hood. I used to until about 35.
Really?
I could drink milk and eat ice cream, but then it just changed.
And then it just turned.
Just turned on me.
Ain't it a fucking? It sucks to be
better than what Karen has.
Yeah, but Karen's been shitting like that
Shut
her whole
up.
Life.
Yeah, basically my whole life. But then they didn't diagnose me till I was like 18, and it's like that just means that they lacked imagination that whole time.
So what did they think it was before?
I was just a little kid. They were like, "You're just skinny. That's just how it goes. Some skinny kids are skinny." I think maybe it was Crohn's always.
Well, it might have been at a lower level, and then when you were 18, it became more severe or something.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know the course of Crohn's disease.
I don't know the course.
I did a benefit for Crohn's disease, and there were a lot of cute girls there.
Karen's really?
Like, Crohn's are a little hot. There's some little hotties.
What is that about? Because they get so skinny? I don't know what it is.
Well, you know what? If you have Crohn's when you're a kid, you have inflammation in your intestine or whatever, so you don't absorb nutrients as much, so you stay kind of young looking. Like, Crohn's girls look young. And they're like,
I think that
like,
would be the opposite.
Young.
You don't have
Pat, introduce yourself. Get in there.
No, you're withered and young.
Pat Brown's in the house. Comedian Pat Brown.
Yeah, I don't think that weighs out against science. It's right. Like you don't have nutrients in your body, so you look better.
But what's the sexiest disease then? What's the sexiest malfunction?
I just did so much science.
Crohn's
about
might
it,
be up
so.
There.
Crohn's might be up there.
I'm thinking like.
Listen, well, if you're into assholes, you will love Crohn's disease. It's all asshole all day long, and then on your off days, it's still asshole.
But some people got serious Crohn's. Like they have to have operations, and they have to go down there, and they have sores down there. They have to drain. Mm-hmm. I know. I have a friend of mine whose brother, he's like 30. He's going through that shit right now with Crohn's, and it was like every time he had to take a shit, he had to take a shower,
right?
Because it wasn't working. And he's 30. It's like, that's an uncomfortable position to be in as a 30-year-old man.
Like it's like a
you can't even have sex and shit like that because nothing's working right down there.
Yeah, right. Oh, you're
like,
that's
fucking
you're
brutal.
Like a fire sprinkler.
He had to soak in a tub, man. He was in pain every time he had to take a shit.
Your asshole falls out of your body.
Yeah, you get prolapse. It can prolapse your asshole.
I didn't know it. It's a real deal.
Yes. Oh, it's a real deal.
Yeah, your asshole burns.
So you can have like a severe case where you cannot even walk or leave your house, or you can have like a lighter case where it just flares up at times.
There was that comic who had it, who was like Ben something, and he had a show. This was like back. This was a while ago. This isn't recent.
Right.
But he had you would know him, Ben something, and he had a one man show
Ben
called
Morris?
Pain in the Ass. Yes.
Ben Morris.
He when I met him, that's all I've ever spoken to him about ever. Some people you just have an ass connection with.
Any ailments when you were young, Anatomy, when you were growing up? What you have?
No,
you got sick at any time? I remember I got a fever when I was 3 to have to pack me an ice.
Kid illnesses, pink eye, chicken pox.
I never had the pox.
A lot of throwing up.
Yeah, you need to ask everybody, do they have measles? That's the big shit right now.
I was just in Coney Island goddamn 2 weeks ago. The first warm day or whatever it was. And I went out there, took my daughter, my sister came with her son and other people. And it was a lot of Orthodox there. And when I say a lot, I say 80% of the ones who live in New York were there.
Wow.
It was packed. And we all having fun. And then later my sister said maybe an hour and a half in like this, we going to fuck around and get the measles. And then I went into panic mode. I was like, I wasn't even thinking that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But ain't nobody down here getting no shots.
No. Well, no, not no.
Then I started itching. I started itching myself.
It feels poxy.
You had ants.
It felt poxy.
You had ants.
Yeah, but did you get your shot when you were a kid?
I got my shots when I was a kid.
Then you should be cool, but you might need a booster shot.
Yeah, you might need a booster.
I don't know.
That's what I heard.
How do you know if you need a booster?
I don't know. I never.
They said after a certain age, you might need a booster shot.
Right. And even if you don't know if you need it, you should get it anyway because it's not going to affect you.
You get the MMR, measles, mumps, rubella.
Yeah.
What's that?
I believe that was the shot you get as a kid.
That's the cocktail.
Okay, that's the one that they gave you in the arm?
I don't know where they give it to you.
I think they shot it in the shoulder.
Probably.
Yeah.
You were a kid.
But everybody's not getting it now.
Yeah, well, I guess most people are getting it, but like the anti-vaxxers and, you know, whatever.
Yeah, some people say for religious purposes, that's why the Orthodox not doing it.
Wait, but, why?
Yeah, but aren't they at their own schools and whatnot? So it's not like they're...
Coney Island's not their own school?
Yeah, yeah, I'm talking about...
We all ride them rides. We all like the cyclone, motherfucker.
I'm pops at my cyclone.
I thought you were talking about the beach, but...
They're on the boardwalk.
Yeah, yeah.
They got a lot of kids, Natty. Yeah. Ain't nobody out fucking those Orthodox.
Well, that's...
That's not true.
That's going to be in 100 years. The only Jews are going to be those Jews.
Yeah, that's because, what they're trying to do.
Because Karen's either not having a kid or she's having a kid with... Some non-Jewish
I am
dude.
Going to have Boom. The most beautiful, goyish baby.
See?
My child will come out with blue eyes and pink skin if I have anything to do with it. Catholics, where are you at? Where are my Catholics at?
So you think that's what that's their plan?
That's the future of Jews. Well, I don't know if it's their plan. That's what it's going to be, whether it's their plan or not, is that I think that the only Jews left in 50 to 100 years are going to be those.
The Orthodox.
And because, like I said.
Everybody else is getting, like, watered out?
Everyone's getting watered out. Rich Voss got watered out.
Oh.
You know what? Even if I had a Jewish
Noam got
baby,
watered out?
Yeah, but you know, and Noam gives a shit. That's the scary part, is that Noam gives a shit about being a Jew, but his kids are not going to.
Al Tucher got watered
right.
out.
Right.
Yeah.
Al?
Al Tucher.
What? Well,
no, I think his daughter's only half Jewish. So with each generation, it gets
right.
less.
Right.
Karen.
I don't even know the shit. Like when I was
and
home,
I ain't having no
when
kid.
I was home with my parents for Passover, my parents are so like, you have to be home for Passover. Like, fine, it's cute. It's like Thanksgiving.
Right.
So I did it, and I realized we're Israeli Jews, and now they're more religious, and they've always known all the prayers and stuff.
Your parents?
Grew up in Israel, right?
Right.
So everybody knows all this. So I take it for granted. But we were raised here so secular. Like, we did the Reform thing. Now they're more religious, but we didn't. They're like going over the prayer. I don't like know it. It's shameful. I don't know this stuff. When I have a kid, if I care, I have to learn all the Jew shit again, because from childhood, I don't know.
Right.
And then impart it to somebody. It's like, honest to God, like, Dan's right. It's
kind
of my
fault. But do you feel like you might want to do that if you have a kid at
yeah,
some point?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. And that's why
for
I'm going
to
put
it
off. Okay, having a kid is going to be endless homework to catch up my kid to where I was supposed to be. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, it's like,
yeah,
it's like for historical.
Your kid
could
be like, just get the fuck out of here with
that
Jew shit.
Where
my Nintendo Switch? That kid ain't going to no parts of that shit. Because you barely in it. So they're going to be like this. Who do you think you're
well,
faking? You ain't.
Yeah, it depends. But it's also,
if the father is not Jewish,
he
then,
won't be.
Then the kids are going to be like, wait,
he won't be.
Look at that. Made Madam in anger. Yeah. I don't like that. She's bringing up the temple, nigga.
That always tells me to find a nice dermatologist in Manhattan.
Well, if
Dr. Zizmore.
I'm saying.
No, it's Dr. Ziz. Tell him I said what's up.
I'm saying if you want to, you know, stop working.
Right.
Just,
I mean, you assume that I'm working. Work is such a strong word for what I do.
Natalie, yeah, I think no, Karen and Karen's ilk of what's ruining Judaism.
Well,
they're destroying it in America.
Well, I don't know about
it's
that.
It's the young kids. It's the young Jews. They don't want no parts of it.
Please don't say ilk to me.
They out here listening to hip hop.
I don't know. I don't think it's just a Jewish
it's not,
thing.
It's not
religion is religion is falling
faded.
Off. Yeah.
Is religion the baseball of society?
I think so. Absolutely.
It's losing fans.
You need a scary, stabby religion to motivate people to stay in, right?
Like
if
Muslim?
You're afraid, yes. Like my would I didn't say it. You said it. But
yeah,
if you're gonna,
I said it, I meant
if
it.
You're if you're afraid of being. Of being chopped apart, then your kid's gonna be whatever religion it's supposed to be.
Pat Brown,
chopped
you know you grew up in church. You know you grew up in a goddamn church now.
Yes, my mother.
You ain't gonna stand here and tell
my
me.
My mother
that.
Is in church now.
And you know you ain't go to church. When the last time you been in there?
I'm not a believer. And this is
one second. Get the holy water, man.
I don't believe it.
Sprinkle her.
And douse her.
And you know, my mother hates that more than even the fact that when I told her I was gay. So the so that one is like big because like if I'm believing God, eventually I can turn
back.
Yeah.
Because she wants you at least on the road to redemption.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. On the road. Yeah.
What
yeah.
turned you away from God? Was it pussy?
No. It wasn't that at all.
She was talking to me. Yes.
I believe there's a higher power. I just don't believe in the Bible.
So
I feel like all
that's
just stories.
What does the Bible say about lesbianism? I don't believe it says anything at all.
Not literally. It doesn't. It talks about man on man. So.
Well, they thought woman on woman was kind of sexy. That's my kind of God. That's the God I believe in. Don't get in the way of progress. So it was harder to tell your mother that you ain't want to go to church or you ain't believe in God.
No, it wasn't harder. I'm saying she took it harder.
You have to be out the house before you said no more church?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bitch.
Yeah. But the reason I got out of the house was because I was gay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So when did you move out? How old were you?
No, I was in college and whatever, but I never kind of came back. Came back to the house. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you couldn't wait to get out of there.
Oh, yeah. Well, you started having sex? Yeah.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Kansas City, Missouri.
There we go.
Why? Was it?
There we go.
He likes to get into the meat.
Yeah, Casey, what do
what
you know
about? What was
that
like?
It was great because it's
a lot of barbecue.
Absolutely. But it's big open areas. So, like, for a kid, it's the greatest thing.
So, what was, like, high school like? Was it a mixed school?
It was a mixed school.
Who went to your school? Nelly or one of them niggas?
No, Nelly is from St. Louis.
I don't separate those people.
The answer is yes. Next question.
Yes, Nelly was her high school. It's one big, it's one all-black school in the whole state of Missouri.
It was the first person I Nelly went there. I don't go to church anymore and I'm gay. That was the first person.
How's Nelly? What was Nelly like? So how big was the school? Was it a big school?
Yeah, I think our graduating class was about 300-400.
And what percentage black, white?
I'd say about 60-40, 60 black.
60 black?
Yeah.
Wow, so those 40% of white people just couldn't get out.
because they
didn't have the money now.
Yeah, every year they started pulling out more
a little
and more.
Yeah, the year before was 70-30. It was like,
it absolutely was.
It was 50-50, mm-hmm. Then they started mm-hmm. saying.
Yeah, because when my brother graduated, I'm the youngest, when my brother graduated, which was like 5 or 6 years before me, it was like probably about 80% white.
80% white?
Yeah.
That mall changed too, didn't it?
Oh.
They don't go to that mall no more. They let y'all have it.
Yeah, that's the part that I hated. But Macy stayed on. And Macy's holding on goddamn. Like, Macy's like, I'm getting this money out of these black people.
White people will take their mall and you're going to have the old one.
Yeah, you're going to have the old shit. They left us 6 foot lockers. Yeah.
So how
baby
much?
Foot locker. 6 foot locker.
And that was sneakers and baby clothes.
God. Yep,
the
exactly.
white man is the devil.
Thank you, daughter. So, how many races?
Here first.
Was it like race situations in that school? Like when your brother went compared to when you went?
I don't know. I can't say about when he went.
But when you went?
I don't know.
No, it was a lot of peace. It was peace between the race. Y'all had two proms? What are you talking?
No. It wasn't anything like that. But I don't feel like there was a situation where it was like a lot of white black things. But also, that I think it has everything to do where because I was I was an athlete,
right.
And I was also doing like AP English and all those advanced classes. So my circle was small anyway, and whoever
you stayed busy to stay away from those lesbian demons in you. He was like, "What group is this? I don't join it."
No, I had a girlfriend at that time, but
on the DL.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fuck. And what'd you tell your mother was your best friend?
Yeah, everybody knew she was
my best friend. You clean like ass nigga.
She was my trainer, goddammit.
She was your trainer? Dude, that Oprah vibe going on.
We were friends. We're friends, and in Missouri, you got basements. So you got, your parents didn't come in that basement.
Yeah.
Yeah, your parents only came down to the basement unless they wanted to watch clothes. So that was our little spot. So we had basements.
So what y'all was doing down there?
Whatever.
No, I'm just asking. Goddamn, I'm just a newsman.
We watch television. That's what we did. That's what lesbians do. We watch a lot of TV.
Was she on the DL as well, or was she more kind of?
As she got every year, she got more, came more and more out. I was like, oh, I'm about to go.
Was she feminine or masculine?
I don't know. I think every child. I think
a little bit of both.
Yeah, when you were like 14, 15.
No, but I mean, when you looked at it, did people say, "Oh, she's probably a lesbian"?
I don't think people say that when you're like
right.
that.
Well, we
teachers do. When I used to teach, we used to talk so much shit about the students. But whatever they thought we weren't noticing, we're like, look at that kid.
I think the situation is different from when I'm growing up.
I was in the 80s.
You weren't bombarded with like MTV and all these other things, so you can pull like styles that kind of define who you were.
Right.
You just went by whatever you're. So you looked like everybody.
Right. We just had bad gaydar back then. In the 80s, because we weren't, you know, now it's very accepted to be gay.
Right.
But back then, we'd always call each other fags. Hey, you fag. Oh, I would be like cock. But we didn't actually think anybody was actually doing it.
Right.
So that's the thing. So nobody appeared to be gay, but I'm sure
in later years, you find out who's gay, and then you look back, and you're like, oh, yeah, duh. But at the time, as kids, we're like, oh, it's a funny way to hold your books, this guy.
But that's also based on behavior, but you're not actually pointing them out because of how they dress. It's based on behavior because right. I was boyish, masculine, or whatever you want to call it, but she was less so, my girlfriend, but she became
more so.
As
what was the first thing she did? You was like this. All right, bitch, pump your brakes. My nana's here, bitch.
No, I was too old. I was 2 years older than her. So when I graduated, she was still in. She was still a sophomore. Oh. So I'm like, yeah. So she, you know,
she started coming out into high school.
But how at a young age do you know like she's with?
Because
you know,
she was my best friend.
No, but so she told you, hey, I like girls? Or you just kind of looked at each other
It was the most natural thing, and I say that to people all the time, how we came into, because we literally were best friends from fourth grade.
Right.
And we stayed best friends, and then we just start talking on the phone longer. We start wanting to see each other all the time.
Right.
And then it just kind of advanced to the point, like, she's like, you want to come over? And I was like, yeah. And we was laying in her bed, and somebody yawned with the arms out.
There we go.
We kissed. And so it was that. It really was that. We
like
never,
a natural thing.
I never had to discuss.
We never discussed it. Not until afterwards. After we, you know.
Now, right? When you got out to school and she was still there, that's when she started showing that she was.
I think she started coming out more and
she
more.
She was a bold motherfucker, wasn't she?
Actually, she much more so than I was. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's like younger people sometimes are just bolder.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? With their fucking feelings.
Karen, I forgot.
But also, too, it's like a family dynamic there, too, that made a difference, too. Because her father died when she was really was really young. And then her mother was older because they adopted them. And so she didn't really have a parent foundation, so she always wanted me to do stuff with her because she was free.
Right.
And I was like, no, my mother won't let me go. My mother won't let me go. My mother, father won't let me go. That kind of stuff. So she was like, then I was like, cool down. We've been seeing each other every day. I don't want everybody to know. And she was like, no, you should come out with me. So she was free
right.
in the ways that I wasn't. So it was like, so when I got out of the picture and she was starting dating other people, she's like, I'm not going to be confined anymore.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So it was more like that.
Karen, I forgot. When did you say your first time was with a chick?
With a chick?
Yeah.
Ah. It was a few years ago.
Go ahead. Story your rent was due.
Yeah. Did she blow your asshole out?
Oh my God. I was a newbie, so that's advanced lesbian. I was lesbian 101. Yeah, yeah. No, my asshole stayed on the inside of my body. I regret that the most.
Was it a black girl or a white girl?
No, it was a white girl. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was my friend that I had a crush on, and I was like, yeah, you know.
Well, we all know who it is, right?
I know, but I don't want to blow up her spot.
I know, but
she's like not gay. Do you know what I mean? Like she's fucking living her life. So
yeah, but I've slept with a lot of women that weren't gay.
But that's the
stop
thing.
Bragging, motherfucker.
You see this?
You see what I'm talking about? They shaking out bitches.
She was so not gay, but she would tell me the story.
I loved them.
She would tell me the story about a girl that she used to fool around with in college or whatever, and I thought nothing of it, and I felt crazy. Like I was honestly kind of in love with my friend, and I'd never experienced that before ever towards a woman. It was like really new, and I felt weird about it because I didn't want to alienate her from the friendship. Like I don't want my male or female friends coming on to me. It would kind of break the trust.
Right.
So I didn't want to do that to her, and she was a friend I really valued, and we hung out all the time. So I was like, I can never tell her I'm this. I was just so attracted to her. It was crazy. I was like, what is happening?
And then y'all shared a magical night. It was a magical night.
And then we had a magical night. We did. So I didn't. We had kind of a flirtation that I didn't know if it was straight or not. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like, what's happening? And I had a boyfriend. She had a boyfriend. So it was like, you know, whatever. We would talk about our relationships and tell each other little secrets.
And then Robin.
That's
Robin
really intimate. Like telling rubbing someone out. Your secrets is yeah, it's
that's
like
girl foreplay.
A little sexy.
That's
right?
Girl's foreplay.
And we were kind of into it. And then yeah, one night we just like kind of ended up hanging out. At
don't
my
just
house
say one night. Say one magical night.
One magical night. Yeah. And we ended up fooling
you
around, and it
upon
wasn't.
A star.
But it wasn't like whatever full on. Like I've watched the porn. Whatever like full on lesbian sex was. I know it wasn't that. But we just.
It ain't what you do, Pat. It ain't all that. She running track in a pussy.
It wasn't high school, Pat. But we. It was still more than
I. To what I do, yeah. I had layout stuff.
So you're saying that nobody went down on anyone?
No one went down on anyone.
Boo! Yeah. Pat, throw something at her.
What do you want from me?
You don't have to.
The next, here's the thing. That was the only time I ever hooked up with a girl.
Lame.
But is it lame though? Because this girl hookup was something
porn,
I wanted to
lesbian
do.
Lesbian porn for men. Okay, I'm listening to you. They imagined a lesbian porn to be certain.
Right. And I'm saying that it was never going to be a full-out porno experience because it was really just us fooling around. We were friends. It was like, wasn't...
It was fingering though, right?
It wasn't like I'd met her in a gay context where it was like, yes, of course, this is what we're doing. Like, we're going to go all out and whatever. It was like, oh my God, I'm hooking up with my friend.
Because whatever you do is going to be brought up the next week, so you can't do too much. Like, what was all that?
Right. Hey, I'm telling you though.
Your new name is Knuckles. I know you like Knuckles.
Exactly.
It made the friendship.
When was the first girl you were with? When was that? That was high school? The same girl?
Yeah, it was the same girl. That was in high school, yeah.
Okay. And that's when you went over her house.
Yeah.
And did you feel differently toward her after? Was it a black girl?
It was a black girl, okay. Yeah. I felt the same way about her. I mean, we were growing together. I mean, I was having these strong feelings. Right. But this is the crazy part, or the suffocating part about it. I had a best friend at the time. And I wanted to tell somebody that I'm falling in love with a girl, and right. I had nobody to tell, and that was the worst part of the whole experience.
How long did that point last? That period?
Me and her.
When you couldn't tell somebody that you was.
I think the first person I told that I was gay was like I was in college. So it took that long. Yeah.
Was it like a roommate or?
A roommate that was gay too. Gay. So yeah. Yeah, I found my gang in college.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, because I was playing basketball there. I was hanging out with other athletes that were, you know, running track.
It's like, bitch, we all gay.
No, it's not them. It's also the people that come to those events.
Events, right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Well, this was in what decade that you were in college?
I was in in college in the 90s.
'90s.
So you're high school in the 80s or the 90s?
Yeah.
Yeah. So in those days. Like today, I imagine everybody that's gay is out in high school. Or
not everybody.
A lot more than when we were in college.
A lot more.
But some people still got their personal, like society's like this, who gives a fuck? But your family might still be like this, not in my house.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
That's really everybody's battle.
And
not what
your
society.
Family is when you're younger, is the force. Fuck what the society is doing.
Right.
Yeah, your mother and father is telling you to do.
Your society's in that house.
It's in that house, yeah.
That is okay. So when you got to college, did you date outside of your race?
Never, I haven't.
Never in your life?
No.
You never ate no white pussy? Karen, give her a taste. Karen, get over here. Give her a goddamn taste now.
I can never say no to my dad.
Give her a slice of it now.
Also, I went to an all-black college.
I went to Morgan State. It's still the city outside.
I went to South Carolina today.
There
so,
you go. Yeah. It's still white people. It's Spanish. It's Asian.
An all-black college.
Did you?
For show.
For sure. What an idiot.
But I was in South Carolina, so everything is black and white in South Carolina, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. And we talked about the 90s.
I remember in when I got to college, it was the first time I was aware of this whole, like, not the first time I was aware of it, but the first time like people were talking about race all the time.
Right.
In high school, I'm telling you,
because there wasn't no black people. Yeah.
No, there was. There were. And there were black people. There weren't a lot. There were 10% maybe.
And you're
New York. They ain't gonna bring it up.
I went to school in Connecticut, in Stamford, Connecticut. But there were people dating, white people dating black people. And nobody said it. There were assholes in my school, but they weren't racist.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They were assholes for other reasons.
Right.
But I don't remember anybody ever saying, I can't believe she's dating that black dude. I never heard it. I never heard anybody talking about, oh, you know, stick to your own kind or whatever.
Yeah.
And when I got to college, all of a sudden, there was a black fraternity, the Jewish fraternity, the Asian Cultural Society,
this, that.
And it was the first time I really had ever seen that.
Right. Because a lot of people, when you go to college, too, you need some type of base for yourself, and you might feel like an outsider. So that's why a lot of those groups exist in college.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
In high school, you might not have that whole shit going on. You might not have a school that's that diverse or whatever. But it's only 10% of black people in your high school?
Yeah, but there were Asians and, I mean, you know, maybe 15. But I don't know what the percentage
is.
But I do remember, you know, that I don't remember it ever being a deal where, you know, people were self-segregating.
What college did you go to?
UPenn.
UPenn, okay,
And then it was
That's a big school.
Yeah, it's a big school.
Yeah, so, you know, you could get lost on that campus if you don't have some groups that you feel like, you know, these people are like me.
Yeah, I guess I never found my group.
Even the comedians are. We're all the same group over here.
There were plenty of Jews, but they weren't my kind of Jews.
Like Karen?
They weren't Karen.
Who's watering down the Jewish society?
They, you know,
watering as fast as I can water. Where are my boys at?
I think you're right. I think my group is comedians, and they weren't there.
Yeah.
So, you know, so I think I never was quite. I found my crew. But.
We were lucky enough to find our crew, and it was comics the whole time.
Yeah, right.
We were lucky enough because we all.
When did you find your crew? Here.
98 when I started doing comedy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some shit like that. But I knew before too. I was always around comedy growing up too, so I knew. These are my kind of people.
What do you mean you was always around?
That's from
comedy?
Family and shit.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's how my family was. My family was a family that laughed together. My father was one of the funniest people I ever met. My brother, always funny.
Are your family still in KC?
Yeah, my mother and brother, yeah. My father's passed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And what does your brother do?
Anything he can.
Okay.
there's some issues going on right now.
What's going on with him now?
Yeah, my brother's is an addict. My brother's, so he's...
What is he addicted to? What's his drug of choice?
I think it's crack, but I'm not sure.
Right.
Yeah, but he got on it later in life. I mean, he was like well in his 30s when he started doing it. And
wow.
So, yeah.
I know other people like that.
Started late. And we didn't even know. We thought he was going through, he had a psychological problem or whatever. But he was talking to us. He would call us when he was fucked up. And so we thought it was, you know, psychological or something like that.
What was he saying when he called? Like,
he thought, you know, he thought people were following him. He was very paranoid.
Like paranoid.
And so me and my sister had moved away by then. And so
is he younger than you?
No, he's older. He's older. So like me and my sister were both away. And so he would call us like he would normally do, but he called us high, and we was like, oh, did you talk? Because I do have another brother, so it could be either of them.
The other were like, don't make them think it's me, bitch. I got my shit together. I'm trying to keep it a mystery, nigga. You better say something.
Nobody in my brother's clan is listening to a podcast.
Okay. Did you do comedy back in KC?
No, I never. I did comedy back in KC, but I didn't start there. I started in Atlanta.
In Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And how's that scene? How was that scene for you?
Loved it. I loved it. I think I fell in love with that scene because it was black comedy,
right.
And it was
a lot of black lesbians in there waiting on you.
No, fuck it. No.
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 It was a no.
No. So many women would
flirt.
Flirt with me and whatever. So I had to take that outside of comedy because I wasn't ready to come out yet. So, but I had a lot of women coming on to me, but I didn't do anything on stage. I mean, I didn't, how men promote themselves on stage, I'm saying, I didn't do it.
But you talked about being gay on stage.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
No.
No, I didn't. I was Ellen DeGeneres on stage. I talked about things.
Wanda used to do that too.
You don't talk about relationships or whatever. So I didn't
do
talk about me.
Do you think the crowd knew? Did you think the crowd was like this? Come on now.
When I look back at when I first started, they had to know because just the way I dressed and whatever. But later on, I feel like I incorporated men in other things that I would talk about. And
right.
So, and I would use generalizations like relationships as opposed to what I was doing specifically. So, I felt like, and that's why I came to New York, actually, was to just to come out and just be whatever.
And when did you first get to New York?
I came to New York in 2008, I think.
And did you feel like
No, 10.
The scene was totally different from Atlanta? Well, I feel like freely?
Well, Atlanta is Atlanta. Atlanta is South.
Right.
Atlanta
so
is
you
a biblical, yeah.
Bible
so,
kind of
yeah. So that you
judgment.
Well, yeah, you can feel it. You're not even that. That is judgment. It's just like I'm listening to you, but I'm not riding with you. So yeah. So you kind of have that thing. And even I wanted to talk about religion too, and Atlanta. Nah, you can't talk about that.
Right. They wouldn't ride with you.
No, they wouldn't ride with me. So.
How you feel down in Atlanta, Natty? You been down there?
Not off. I went down there to perform for a Jewish group. So
here
you
we
know,
go.
It wasn't like
it was a different,
different,
different ball game
thing. But I've never. I don't. Did I ever do Laughing Skull? I don't think so. No, I don't think I've ever done a club down there.
Right.
Laughing Skull also is that what is it? The festival. So they have a festival too that they do.
And I've never done Alabama.
Okay.
Anything Southern?
Pardon?
Anything Southern other than
what have I done Southern? I don't think I
you
really have done too much. Oh, you know what? I did the Myrtle Beach, if you want to call that Southern.
Southern.
Comedy Cabana. Yeah, that's Southern enough.
Yeah,
Southern enough.
And
yeah.
Cincinnati's kind of sort of almost
South Carolina.
Southern.
That's Southern as mother.
Cincinnati's almost Southern. It's near Kentucky.
They country. That's what we call it.
Country. Yeah. Straight up country.
They country as shit in Cincinnati.
Yeah, but they carry that cross, though.
Oh, they racist? Yeah.
No, I'm saying they...
Oh, you mean Christian.
Yeah, Christian. No, okay. No. Yeah,
I thought you meant burning cross.
Not to be confused.
I thought you meant burning cross.
No.
What was the name of this high school you went to, Natty?
Stamford High School.
Stamford High?
Yeah, just... That's the town, Stamford, Connecticut.
And it's still there, huh?
Still there,
How
yeah.
big is it? Is it more Asians
it was about
now?
Big. I don't know who's going there now. It's so long. I mean, it was about 1,500 kids, maybe a little more.
You did an Asian girl?
Maybe 2,000. I didn't date anybody in high school.
Zero.
That's correct. I did go to the prom, but they were just friends, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I didn't date anybody in high school or in college for that. My first kiss was 20. I was 24. It was in law school.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy, right?
And what was he like?
it was a Latina.
A Latina.
Nah.
She was in school with you?
No, she was a friend of a friend. My friend's like, you know, she lived in my friend's building, and he said, I think she might like to date you. I don't know what she told him. Like, I like dorks, but but he's like, I think you can get in this girl's pants.
Right?
Did you?
Yes, did.
Go.
That's my Uncle Dan. That's my Uncle Danny.
And that's the girl you lost your virginity with.
No, oddly enough, I lost my virginity a few years prior to a working gal.
Oh.
Okay.
You
but
Governor Spitzer did.
You didn't want to put down that extra 20 for the kiss?
I didn't negotiate for the kiss. But
a lot of them don't kiss, though. They don't for nobody. They don't
care. I know.
And by the way, that was an Asian woman.
Oh, that was Asian
that
woman.
Was an, the one with the pay that I paid for, the where I lost my virginity. It was in Stamford, Asian woman. Massage parlor.
Okay, there we go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's the only one. I mean, Stanford's not a big place.
You
so
roll like you own the Patriots. Yeah. You know? Rub and tug.
But I got a little bit more than a rub because I did pay a little bit extra for full service.
Did she know you were a virgin? No.
I think she suspected.
Yeah, I'm
I think
sure.
She suspected.
She's like, you know, you're gonna take your pants off. Right? Pants off.
What?
That's crazy. Did you like? So, do you have a taste for the age now?
Did I have
you have a warm spot in your heart for the yellow?
Not necessarily.
I do.
Although, no, I'm not against it, but no, I don't necessarily have a, it's not.
If you dial up your porn, what you typing in?
Well, any number of things.
You see, Pat laughed already because her shit ran through her head.
you know what my favorite porn star as of now, I was talking about it before the show, Harriet Sugarcookie is an Asian, an English Asian girl.
Harriet Sugarcookie, yes, I think I know her, yes.
She's,
hot girl.
She's cute and she's fun. She doesn't have tattoos. She seems like a real regular girl.
Right.
She doesn't seem porny. That's what I like about her.
Pull it up, Karen. Can you pull up Harriet Sugarcookie?
Harriet Sugarcookie.
How could I have forgotten?
How long has she been working? You don't know her work, Pat?
I'm not familiar with her.
I also
like older
couples and young girls where the... You know, where the girls like where the
is
older
woman
mentoring the young girl. And,
and
says, okay, now suck my husband's cock.
Yeah.
Harry Sugar Cookies is cute Asian.
Yes.
She's so cute.
She's adorable.
Oh, look at this one, big titty Asian.
She is so adorable.
Whose type is this not? Nobody.
Oh, come on now, Pat. I know you've never been with Asian,
Pat,
but goddamn.
Verdict.
Goddamn.
She's pretty. But
Show Natterman. He already knows what she looked like, but he want to see it again. Just refresh.
Yeah. He took my phone.
Get him refreshed.
She looks too young for me.
Those boobs. What? She's a grown woman.
I know. I'm just saying she does look. look young, though.
But she's dressed. She got on pigtails.
No, that's my whole thing. You asking me what I like.
Okay, so you like older looking.
Yeah, I do.
Like more mature looking.
The more mature looking.
So who would you dial? Who's one of your go-to porn things?
Thank you.
Oh, when Wendy Houston was that
Wendy
was
she, Houston?
Yeah, when good, she was. Right?
Pull
yeah.
it up. Pull yeah. up Wendy Houston.
Wendy Houston was beautiful. She's and then, cute. Of course.
Black chick?
No, I'm talking about the Whitney Houston.
Oh, Whitney Houston.
Whitney, yeah.
I thought you were saying Wendy Houston. No, she was a porn star.
That would be a nice porn
name. Oh, so you like Whitney when she was. Which Whitney do you like? Older, younger?
I liked, of course.
That
younger.
First album was hot as fuck.
Yeah.
But, ooh.
I mean, she was so beautiful.
So hot.
Yeah, yeah.
That first one with the short hair?
Yeah.
Was that I Want to Dance with Somebody?
Yeah, that
was
that album. Yeah. So that's what you like.
Yeah, I like
really tall, skinny?
Brown and a little curvy, though. I like a little. That's the only thing that she didn't have.
She didn't have. She was.
Yeah, I like.
So who would be like your ideal thing right now? Like a famous person who would be like this? Oh, that's my type.
Good question.
Mm. Oh, actually, Halle Berry has the body that I would absolutely. Halle Berry has a.
And you like Halle Berry more now than back in the day?
I liked her right when she got about 35. I thought she was beautiful when she was younger, but she wasn't. She was young. She was kind of goofy.
She was still goof. I give you that.
Yeah, I don't like the goofy.
I give you that.
I like a goofy guy.
No. I like
so
a
much.
Sultry.
Don't even hate a goof.
I like a sultry, confident woman. Yeah. So like, you know.
Now, did you always like that? Like, even when you were younger, you like a bitch who had a shit like together. Like,
I think I did because like I had a roommate. Not that I was attracted to her, but I loved her because she was so straightforward. She was just no nonsense, and I fucking. Yeah.
That's what you like.
That's the kind of I go to. I attracted to women like that.
Did you have a girlfriend who was like that and then you have the breakup?
Yeah, I did. I did have a girlfriend like that we stayed together for about 7 years.
Here we go.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Here we go, goddammit. Who got the cat when y'all broke up, bitch?
There's no cats to get.
Black lesbians are so different than white lesbians.
Yeah, no cats. No cats.
They gotta go to cat court and white
it
lesbians.
Wasn't no cats, no dogs. Nothing.
What about a comic that we all know that you think is sexy? Would you
what? I don't know about that.
No, I'm talking about. Yeah, no, I'm saying I'm asking her.
Oh, what about?
I'm saying, is there a particular
question.
Comic?
All right, amazing question.
I asked the questions at the man.
I think one popped right in the head, and then she's like, I can't say that.
No, I would say it. I'm trying to think.
Khalees Hawkins.
Nah.
Okay, who's more of your type?
Khalees is beautiful, though. No.
I'm trying to think.
Oh, but I got one.
Here we go.
Yeah.
What you got?
I can't say it because I'm.
Why? Because you know him? You know her?
Yeah.
So?
No, I already did her.
You did her?
Yeah, I did her, so.
A black girl.
Now you got to say
girl.
It.
No, I can't say it.
Why did you say I did it? Because we wouldn't have known.
Yeah.
Now I got to know,
is
Natty.
Is she a straight girl or is she a known lesbian?
She's straight.
She's mostly straight. I think that, you know, she has jokes where she talks about fucking around a little bit with women.
Michelle Buteau.
I mean, I'm racket. Do you know who it is?
No, I'm thinking Marina.
That's exactly what I was thinking, too.
I am so not attracted to Marina.
I cannot imagine Marina being with a woman, but you
I
know.
Can't imagine Marina being with anybody. Yeah. She just comes as a little sister goofy to me.
Yeah, and I same thing about Marina. I think Marina is a pretty woman. I'm just not, her energy is masculine.
Right.
Not masculine in a bad way. Masculine, like, just...
You like more feminine femme.
Yeah, really soft femme.
Paris
yeah.
is shit.
Yeah. No.
Oh, all right. That's a guess, though. Natalie got these guesses coming, goddammit. It's only so many black women doing comedy. We're going to get this man.
There aren't that.
Oh, yeah, you can get through them. You can get through them.
There aren't that many. Chloe Hilliard?
No, too tall for me.
Chloe?
Mm-mm.
You're going to have to tell us.
Joelle.
But after the show, you can tell us.
Joelle Nicole Johnson.
We must know.
Joelle Nicole Johnson.
Mm-mm. Yeah, now we must know.
I don't know anybody's jokes. Like, who does jokes about being a... All right, but so...
Almost every black comic does, a black female says something about
lesbian sign?
Yeah, because I think they kind of have to because they think... This job is a powerful job, and people assume sometimes that you're gay just because you do
comedy.
That
you're on stage, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you gotta.
Did you? I'm sorry, this is out of left
field.
Did
you
know?
White girls get that as much as black girls do. I don't think people don't really assume you're gay if you're a white female comedian.
I think it's because there's a lot more of you guys.
Think so?
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah.
It is a different.
It's a butch job.
Not really.
Yeah, it is. It's a man's job. Yes, it is.
Well, maybe off stage.
It's a hard job.
It's a hard job.
It's a hard job.
but it's worth it.
But I think the traveling part is the part that I think women don't like.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
I think there is something aggressive about trying to provoke a laughter response from a group of people. At least, you know, like, I mean, this point has been brought up by other people, but in school, the class clown is always a guy. The guy that's trying to get attention that way.
Yeah.
That's a male thing. I don't know if it's a society makes it that way or because we're born that way, but, you know, it's always the guy that's, like, calling out in class, telling jokes.
Yeah, but the class clown is always, is saying it's only one type of comedy because I was not the class clown, but I was most humorous in my class.
Right, and right, right.
Women know women that are funny, and that whole thing about it is like, we don't jump up and down and say, hey, I'm funny.
Right.
But all your girlfriends know that you're the funniest one in that group.
You're not the class clown. You weren't the class clown, but you were the class humorist.
Yeah.
I don't even think it's that. It's just
the class satire.
That's what we had in school. Yeah, yeah. Funniest in class. Not like clown. We just had funniest.
Yeah, we had
like
most
junior
humorous,
high school and shit like that.
I didn't get class clown.
Were
I was
you funniest?
Pissed.
Yeah.
Were you?
Yeah. And my girlfriend was the best looking girl in the school.
Aww,
we both had our titles. I own that school, nigga.
Dan said he didn't get class clown. He was pissed. How many times did you disrupt class not to get it? That is so fucked up. How many times did you get suspended?
I got voted. I got voted.
Isn't it with an accordion?
I mean, how many balloon animals?
I got voted most likely to be mistaken for a freshman.
And it's real.
Yeah,
and they were
and
right.
I stay
mistaken for it. Thank you, guys.
But here's the good thing about high school. A lot of people who peak there don't. That's what he peaked. I mean,
that's
there are a lot of people who shine.
But you don't
know
that at the time.
You don't know at the time. You're like,
you think you're done for life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, you ain't getting no pussy in high school. You think, well, I guess that's it then.
Yeah.
I ain't getting no pussy ever.
Yeah, but it ain't true.
But it's not true.
It's not true.
No, yeah. Because you get locked into, in high school into a certain thing, and you're like, I'm not this thing. I'm going to break away from this thing as soon as I get out of this fucking four walls.
You wanted to run away from it, huh?
Yeah.
I think I was pretty much the same dude I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, definitely later on, like in the 10th, like 11th, 12th grade. Like, 9th, 10th, maybe not, no.
Mm-hmm.
But like 11th, 12th grade, I was like coming into myself.
I wasn't. I was a sour little bitch.
I was finally coming into myself.
I was a little
coming sour into my hand.
I was so sour.
Finally,
just,
by the way.
I was just telling somebody how gross I was in high school. I was like, I was so gross. I was like so little. Like, I had a back brace all 4 years.
Yeah,
I was like underdeveloped. Yes, I was a mess. I had no nourishment from my guts.
But somebody would have fucked you with that back brace. You just didn't know it.
Yeah, but then I was like, you know, I was such a sour little cunt too. Like, I was just like mean and awful and had no sense of humor.
I remember.
I couldn't laugh at myself. Like, I was mean to this girl because she had weird sideburns and I was like, you're below me. And I was a horrible little child. And somebody was like, yeah, I think people didn't like you because of that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she had a snotty attitude.
That's fair. That's
now, wait a minute, Pat. When you started masturbating, were you masturbating to girls?
I don't remember.
That's an epic question.
I think
a little bit of both. You greedy motherfucker.
No, I don't think.
Well,
greedy bitch.
No. Right. And actually, I don't necessarily masturbate to girls now.
What you masturbate to, thoughts?
No.
The stock market?
Guys.
Oh, to guys?
Have you hooked up with dudes?
Yeah, but it was because I wasn't out. I've never hooked up with a guy after I came out.
Right, but how was it when you did hook up with it? Well, some was high.
It was.
Sometimes it's okay. I mean, it ain't what you animated. It ain't what you ordered, but I'll eat it.
It's okay. I mean, it's okay. You know what I'm saying? The guys that I hooked up with always guys that I have known for a long time.
So it's like a friend?
Yeah, friend. Yeah. So it was comfortable being in their presence.
Right.
But the sex wasn't, you know, because you have to be aroused. And so when you're not.
It was just formality? Going through the
motions? I'm all right, but I'm not like crazy aroused because I don't get off just looking at you and, you know, all that kind of thing.
It was like a genital handshake.
So how do you masturbate? Why do you still masturbate?
The thing that I masturbate about is actually the how aggressive the talk is. And that is what I masturbate to. It's like,
girl, don't we
and
all?
Then I masturbate,
like aggressive dude talk.
Dude talk or I'm
all girl talk.
Or it's a guy fucking a girl and she's doing me. That's that's a, yeah. But it was a guy that in my high school that I absolutely loved that was,
people would confuse him for a girl all the time because he had long curly hair.
Right.
And he was
and
really
he loved cock?
No, he was straight. But I loved him so much, but I love pretty men and I tell Joe.
Like an El DeBarge type of thing?
Yeah.
Or a Charlemagne.
Exactly. Exactly.
What's that guy, Charlemagne?
So when I first started masturbating.
Charlemagne.
Yeah. She's more El DeBarge, so skinny.
He was skinny.
Long hair.
Long hair.
There we go.
And so when I started masturbating, I would masturbate to him. He's the first
person. Who you would masturbate to.
Yeah, exactly.
But did you think that that's because he was a feminine dude, too?
I think it had everything to do with that. But also, too, I think even when women are young, you always usually masturbate to men that are not grown-ass men yet because you're kind of scared of them. Like the Michael Jacksons had a lot of young girls crazy because they were effeminate in a way, but they were male.
Right.
Yeah.
God,
you don't get to the Elber. Until later on. So you're like, oh, I like that rough, gruff, whatever.
Right. Ain't too many 13-year-old girls said I want Eldris Elba.
Yeah, exactly.
Do
exactly.
You guys remember Hanson? It was 5 for the price of 1. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So good. It was so, you another, could pick any one of them to have a safe
and it was all girls. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
A safe woman crush on one of these non-threatening, non-aggressive, beautiful blonde dudes.
But I think it's like all like teen, a lot of teen heartthrobs for women like are all like long hair, Leif Garrett looking move.
Yep, exactly.
Who's Leif Garrett?
Exactly.
He's an 80s.
But all the punk bands and all they look like effeminate fucking long hair because that's what young girls just fucking go for.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you would think that it's just white girls, but it ain't.
No.
Black girls do that shit too.
Yeah.
From the El DeBarge to the Michael Jackson.
Until the new additions.
To the new additions. You think they were effeminate too?
Well,
their movements.
Yeah, their movements, right? And they were thin. They were, they still haven't had their voice change yet.
Right.
Yeah,
so it's like a boy. So that's why boy bands are so hot.
Exactly.
Because girls, little girls, teenage girls can get crushes on them and not feel too like I'm crushing on some grown man.
Exactly.
These are the boys. They're just boys. Mm-hmm.
I think dicks. The Beatles were the boys bands of their day because they were only about 22.
Right.
And they were all... You know, they were kind of like innocent looking.
Yeah,
you know,
that's why parents don't even get angry with kids crushing over young bands like this. Like, that dude's not even a dude.
Yeah.
That's how fathers look at it.
But the young boys' dicks get hard, too.
Yeah. You ain't gonna tell me. Wait a minute.
It's not that boys are so scary when you're a kid, when you're a teenager. It's that, like, you're scary. Like, all these feelings are so scary. So
it
if
is.
You can put them on someone who is kind of looks like you, it kind of takes the fear away, like, a little bit.
Right.
It's too much to have a crush on, like, a grizzled man. That's terrifying when you're a guy. You don't know what to do with that.
Ain't too many 13-year-old girls looking for Magnum P.I.
But they did like Remington Steele because he was pretty.
Right. If you're still older and pretty.
He was older, but he
was
pretty.
That was Pierce Brosnan.
Oh, but okay. Remington Steele was his first role and when he was like probably 30 years older.
Right. Right. I remember that.
He was young.
He was a young face, boy face, no hair in his face, but he was still a man.
Right.
Yeah. He had a nice suit.
Yeah, women
Richard Gere was like that, I think, too, as a younger guy.
Yeah.
Well, what's like weird feminine? Is watching those guys that are especially pretty and famous when they're young grow up into adults and like get mad about it, kind of like.
Like they want to reject that part of them.
Like you know, like how Justin Bieber's like a sourpuss now, like how he's a known sourpuss.
Because when people know you as just a face or some shit, you're like this. I'm so much more. Yeah, but we don't really care what more you are.
to be appealing to that demo,
you made millions off being that.
Yes, yeah, exactly. What we needed. It's like when Screech don't want to be called Screech. It's like nigga, you Screech.
Remember how it ruined his life when he was like, I'm not. Screech, I
Screech
do shit
made you
things
a lot of money.
Now.
Shut up.
Yeah, what did he do? He put
from
shit
screeching.
Over. He put he
from
put,
screeching.
He put poop on a woman's face.
He did porn. He did everything he could do to try to get out of that Screech shit. And every time he got out of the house, people were like, "That Screech." Nobody go like this. Porn.
But David Cassidy had that too. Yeah. I think he wanted to be a real rocker. Yeah. And he was just this pretty guy from a TV show.
Yeah. And he couldn't out.
And
he
yeah,
get out
nobody could take him seriously.
Couldn't get out from under.
But sometimes you just gotta embrace what you are. I mean, David Cassidy had a longer career than most people. Right. That motherfucker was famous till he died.
Exactly.
Singing one song.
died like 2 years or
yeah, like two years
ago. Yeah,
recently. But he was still. But it's like getting arrested development.
Mm-hmm.
So when you a person, you want to grow as a person. So if you stuck as a teenager your whole life, it's like, what the fuck?
That's also, too, the thing that you have a role you're stuck in, and as a probably as an actor stuck in that role, you want another role so you can get out of the one.
Like Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah.
I was reading an article the other day about Ashton Kutcher's career, how Hollywood said bye-bye.
and like what the reasons were. Because he started as a young face. He blew up on a 70s show on TV.
Another
TV
pretty
star.
Boy, yeah.
Pretty boy. It was
long
great.
Hair.
His mm-hmm. movies, nobody really checks for his movies.
Right.
Butterfly Effect was probably the only movie that made money. Mm. Dude, Where's My Car? Everybody thought it was adolescent, even though it made a couple dollars. But Hollywood wasn't, they never let him get out of that niche.
Yeah. Right.
And when he tried to, and tried to do other things, even he had this show on Netflix with the dude Masterson, who was on a 70s show
that
with him.
Show,
and then he got the fucking Me Too fucking allegations.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They Masterson. Took him off.
So that was, that fucking ruined Ashton's comeback again.
Right, right.
But he doesn't need a comeback. He's so rich. He's got all these.
He's rich, but he got no career.
But he's got all these investments. Yeah, but he segued into where he doesn't need Hollywood. And I think that's the only way.
Well,
that
he
you,
may not need Hollywood.
That's how
financially.
You leap over.
Not financially, but he wants it.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's how you leap over Hollywood is by stopping asking them things.
But he's feeling it. Listen, but if I had $1 million, $100 million right now, but couldn't get spots, I would be a fucking mess.
You think he
and on a yacht, I'll be like this.
Stop. You think he can't get work? That he's asking for work and can't get it?
Yeah.
I don't believe
No,
I don't
I think
believe
he can't get the roles you want. If you can't get the roles you want, you're just going to fall backward in this business.
All right.
So, yeah, you can get
a
role.
You know, but then you do what any comedian would do, and you write your own role.
But
he could just do it himself.
He tried to come back with 2.5 Guys as well. Remember that? Mm-hmm. After what's
name
left,
yeah, yeah,
that?
Yeah.
And,
I tried, and that was mixed
reviews.
Yeah,
it wasn't as good as Charlie.
Yeah.
We all rejected it.
So it's a lot of shit that his attempts was like that.
Yeah.
And now he's stuck in that shit. It's like mm-hmm. because they made that motherfucker career arrest at right. that goofy young shit. Even when you try to see him do a serious dramatic role, you're like,
Even if he were good, you probably would be like,
Yeah, because we already have. So you got to be really good for me to say, I forget this other shit.
He's got
to
be double good.
Yes.
Yeah, because you.
Leonardo did it. Leonardo did that kind of shit because he was on fucking Growing Pains and shit like that as a little kid. He was a little kid actor.
Yeah,
but we don't remember him as a little kid actor because his adult, even like Romeo's Dead and all that shit. He was, not Romeo's Dead, but
I think it was
the Romeo and Juliet movie.
Was like
a. He was a teen.
Something Gilbert Grape that
What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
What's Eating Gilbert Grape? That well, he was 16 then.
Yes.
So he'd already broke out of that mode of being a teen. I mean, because that
role, he was a better actor than Ashton could have pulled off. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like his skills wasn't. You couldn't keep his skills as a child.
Right.
But his skills was grown up shit. This was killing roles. So it's like I think they look. I don't see that in Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah. Mm.
But there's a lot of people
He's not bad. He's not bad, though.
He's not bad.
He's not bad. Because even when he took over for Charlie Sheen, he's not bad. You just keep on expecting the same role that he played on the 70s show.
You can't see him as, like, the Bourne Identity. But you should be able to. His career, that's where his career want to be serious, but you couldn't even see him
but
in that
role. But
you know
what? Like, Travolta, we all thought of as the goofy...
But it took him a long time.
But as soon as
it took him the 80s,
it took him the transition.
As soon as he did a good job on
Pulp Fiction,
we forgot immediately. Boom.
Immediately.
Because
that performance was like this. We were wrong to say no to you.
Yeah, yeah.
But Hollywood did the same thing.
It took him a long time.
Hollywood pushed him out, though.
It was a break.
It was Quentin that brought him back.
Yeah. Wasn't it about 10 to 15 years before he did those two?
Well, he did like Look Who's Talking, but that was, you know.
Yeah, that was just. But that made a lot of money.
Yeah. But, you know, he was around, but. It took a while.
That paid the bills. But for a serious shit, and after that, after Pope
they start believing him again.
That's it. All changed immediately.
Yeah.
But what will be Ashton Kutcher's Pulp Fiction?
He may not get one. Most people don't get a Pulp Fiction.
I don't think so.
Most people don't get Act Two.
Ever? Yeah. He's still young. Not only is he young, but he has like a bunch of babies. He'll take some years off, which he can totally afford, and then he'll come back however he wants to come back.
But he never
had a great
movie.
It's not like the tragic
story
of Ashton Kutcher.
No, it's not tragic.
No, it's not tragic.
Not tragic at all, but he may not come back to the same level.
He'll be fine.
I don't think so. I think he's just going to be one of those dudes who's just a Hollywood dude. And if they had the fucking Hollywood squares, he would be Central Square. One of those. But as far as roles, nigga.
Yeah. Because he has to improve his acting chops. When Travolta came back, he was very much. But Travolta was actually good in Saturday Night Fevers.
Oh yeah, that was in late 70s.
Yeah.
Late
70s,
yeah.
He was good in that though.
He was. He was but he had to change up everything. He was a whole look. He looked like a different dude.
In
when
what?
He came back. When he came back in Pulp Fiction.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
he looked
did,
like a different dude.
Yeah, he did.
But he, you know, everybody can't do that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody can't do that shit.
I don't know. I can do it.
You always think it's a second. Everybody don't get a second chance.
Magical
bitch. But maybe he has other interests. Maybe he wants to go behind the camera.
Has he?
Ashton, or maybe don't care, maybe just.
But wasn't he doing that? He was producing. That's kind of behind the camera.
He's doing the show.
His TV show.
No, it ain't like he's not making money.
You're right, right.
But where has he been in Hollywood? I mean, Kunis. What's the bitch name?
Mila.
Yes. She been working like a motherfucker. Mm-hmm. And that's his wife. They did the same TV show.
Working like a motherfucker.
What's she done lately? She's had kids.
She had at least two, three movies.
But also, I think it's stages, too.
And she's on Family Guy still.
I think it's stages, though, because immediately after The 70 Show was over. She wasn't really doing a whole lot. You didn't see her in a whole lot. And now it's like her time.
She had that movie with Mark Wahlberg. She had a bunch of shit.
Immediately after 70 Show?
Not too long after.
Okay.
Mila been working.
Yeah.
Mila been working. Somebody got to pay for that baby. Mm. Ashton been fucking just looking in the mirror.
He has his
missing Demi.
Ashton make a lot of money.
Christmas! That's missing Demi.
Didn't Ashton make a lot of money with like some water company or something? He invested in something?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Smart Water, one of those types of things.
That's why Jane Anderson had a share in that. She sent me some cases when she was dating
Matt. Wasn't 50 Cent in there too?
Maybe I'm confusing it with 50.
How are you?
But I think he definitely had some money in something.
Yeah, he was invested in something. Pick up the mic. There you go. Say hi.
Hi.
There we go. Introduce yourself.
Hello. I am Shauna Christmas.
Hi, yeah. Shauna Christmas.
Christmas!
it's Christmas time.
Welcome to the show. Look, first of all, so you got here.
Yeah.
You got here in one piece.
I did.
Where are you coming from?
Bushwick.
Now, y'all all know Shauna? Anatomy, you know?
No, I don't know.
Comedian.
Yeah, she's from Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you live in Vegas now? No, you're
born and raised.
But now you live in New York.
No, I used to live here. Then I went back home because my family's there.
Yeah.
We're in Henderson? Everybody lives in Henderson.
No, yeah, I was born in Vegas. Like, there was not really a Henderson when I was a kid. Uh-huh. Yeah. It was mostly just dirt.
When I used to go to Henderson in 96, there was no Henderson.
Yeah, I was going to say,
that was 96.
Yeah, they were just building out in the 90s.
But now it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's
like
crazy.
The Jetsons
we have
out
a football team coming.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
The Raiders are coming.
Yeah, the Raiders coming too.
Yeah.
That stadium is great because they got the open, the stadium is right there by the strip.
Yep.
And the open part of the stadium, you can see the strip from in the stadium.
Good for Las Vegas.
It's fucking dope.
I mean,
it's dope.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. Cause y'all ain't got shit else to do.
Yeah,
it's
UNLV
to do
only
with,
can carry
if
so
you don't,
much.
If you don't gamble, it's literally nothing to do in Vegas.
Well, you can go to
Red Rock.
You can go to a show.
You can go to Lake Mead.
That's what I did. I did go to shows. I went to shows.
Gordon Ramsay has like 8 restaurants,
so I can eat.
Maybe see some. Person contort
and
go to the dam.
I go to Lake Mead. That's where I go. I go to Lake Mead. And take the boat out.
Lake Mead is cool.
I take the boat out for the day.
The desert is really pretty. You know, it's like a
Red Rock.
Yeah, you know, you go hiking if you're the hiking kind of guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Which I am not.
I am. I went
to church.
I was there. Up.
Nope.
There we go.
Nope.
She don't like no church.
We have lots of churches as well.
Yeah, you can see all those shows. There's a billion shows.
Is there slot machines in the churches?
No, only hospitals and churches don't have slot machines, but you can go to the grocery store and gamble and the gas station.
Yeah.
Hospitals might as well.
Do you like to gamble?
That's what I was saying. You should put some in the hospitals for sure.
I don't go crazy with it.
Good idea.
If I win a certain amount, I just stop. What high school did you go to there?
Western.
Oh, yeah. I told you, my ex was a principal at Western.
Principal there, yeah. You told me that.
Yeah, she's working at Liberty now. She's a vice principal at Liberty High School.
See, I don't know what that is.
That's a new school.
That wasn't a school.
That's
when
a new
I was
big
there.
School.
Yeah.
Western, they still stabby over there.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
They still can stab that way.
Does Andre Agassi have a school or
he
something?
He does. He has an academy right there in the hood.
So, what was it like growing up out there?
It's pretty normal.
Western's a pretty big school, too, and it was mixed.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of Mexicans, too.
Yeah. I mean, they're,
You had a Mexican boyfriend?
No, I didn't get a boyfriend until I was 24.
So. Natterman, and you got
together. Natterman.
I was saying that's my first kiss was actually at 24.
I was kissing and fucking before that, but there was definitely.
First of all, stop bragging, okay? You wasn't doing it well.
All right. I'm still not.
Yeah, you're right. It's not what you weren't doing it well.
You were flopping around down
no
there.
No one was claiming me until I was well into my 20s, is what I'm saying. I was very much a secret person that people.
I still have the record as far as anyone I know, as far as the latest kiss, first kiss.
Right.
I don't think anybody can beat me.
I don't know that. I think you might be right on that one.
I'm sure somebody can beat me, but nobody I know.
Even Karen in her fucking body brace.
I was 21 before I started. When I started doing stuff, I was 21.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
she had to wear a bird cage around.
I had a back brace in high school, so why? I was just an unfuckable nerd.
Did you have like a
fuckable nerd?
You were fuckable.
Like a spinal
show
condition.
Her the picture,
yeah, I had scoliosis.
Show
them the picture, please. I like showing this picture to people.
He does My father does.
She's like the Forrest Gump of her generation.
You got to see the picture. What? Go ahead.
She had like a little Forrest Gump thing.
Look, believe me, there were
her whole body though.
There were more than a few AP students that would have
tortoiseshell.
You want to see the picture of her even out the body brace, and she's at her bar mitzvah.
Hold on.
And she's bat mitzvah, and she's standing next to a girl the same age as her.
And how old is she?
Karen 14? Looked like a little bird, and the girl looked like her auntie, and they both the same age. She didn't grow into a human.
Oh my God.
She was a tadpole into 18.
Right.
Yeah.
But you're only 12. You're only 12, 13 anyway. You're not supposed to be fucking anyway at your bat mitzvah.
No, not fucking, but I'm just saying the size of the girl the same age as her.
Hold on, I'll show you.
Right next to each other. Cameron was emaciated.
Well, that's the age. Yeah. 13 is the age where some girls got big ass titties and some girls ain't got nothing.
Wow.
That's the age of the biggest divergence.
Yeah.
You know, so.
But Karen had nothing. She had small teeth, small spine, like a small
head. She had
nothing.
Yeah, this is the picture he's talking about.
I got to see that picture.
That chick's the same age as her. Which one? Is that the brace one?
Or
the
cute.
No, it's the bat mitzvah one.
Yeah, I'll show you.
I got to see your bat mitzvah.
Show the bat mitzvah. Show the bat mitzvah.
I showed her the bat mitzvah.
No, show Pat. Show Pat.
Okay, okay.
Her little ponytail has little, like, curls.
Honda girl of the same age. You think that's her aunt giving her a gift?
90s.
Yes, that's such a
90s. It's so 90s. My spaghetti straps.
Yes, oh, God.
Baby blue silk dress with rhinestones on it.
You would think the girl in the picture with her.
It had a matching silk jacket. It was so 90s. I was a little 90s bird. Baby.
Bird.
But I'll tell you what, a 13-year-old Dan Adam would have torn that.
I don't feel safe.
I would have tried to hit that.
Now show him your brace one. Right. She's a mess. Now who did you
call this brace one?
At Western.
My back brace in high school.
Christmas, where? You graduated from Western?
It's under my
I did.
Yeah.
It's because that's why I'm such a square.
Growing up in Vegas
thin.
Is weird.
But yeah, women, girls don't get it. Somebody would have fucked you.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but
girls do get it. Girls do get it.
I know. Even as an adult.
It's who we want to fuck.
That's
the
Oh, well, I can't guarantee
Nobody
that.
Yeah.
Even
when
as a grown.
We say we can't fuck somebody. It doesn't mean we can't fuck somebody.
I don't fucking.
No, but when it got.
I don't fuck in general. I always know you
can't fuck the person. My person. But
yeah, but
Dan's known me for almost for like 13 years. 13. I don't fuck like that. So even at that's me now as an adult, knowing what
but,
I want to do and how to do it. Back in high school, can you imagine? Even I was just like a little pent up shrimp creature. I didn't know what to do. I couldn't even make eye contact with a man. Yeah. It was, and my crushes were very unrealistic.
At that age, it was simply no option. And I would have taken anything.
That's right. You would have took a wounded bird.
I would have taken. I had a biggest in college. I had a crush on a girl. I mean, she was horrendous.
Right.
Looking back on it,
right.
But she's the only girl that showed me like a little bit of niceness.
She was horrendous. Yeah. What was her name? Let's find out.
That was her name.
Boy, you're so mean.
But she was the only one who gave you some
attention. She's the only one that, like, gave me a little bit of attention. So I said, okay.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
And did you?
Did you smash?
I didn't smash.
She still said no at the end?
She still threw it up.
She
said talk to the hand.
Before, she gave you the Heisman?
Before talk to the hand was a thing.
Oh, yeah.
She's an innovator, this girl. This was a good show. Madaman, you had fun?
I did, yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You want to plug some things? What do you got coming up?
I ain't got nothing. I'm going to be at the Cellar in Vegas, but that's not till June. I just plug my...
June's right around the corner.
June's right.
Fucking May.
June's right now, basically. Yeah.
I got to look at
if
the
I'm
calendar.
If I'm in town, I'll come and...
Yeah, Christmas will come by and check you out.
June 24th through June 30th, Comedy Cellar Vegas.
There you go. June 24th through 30th.
Nice.
And just at Dan Natterman on the social media.
There you go.
That's my other dad.
That's what everybody's doing now.
Social media. All of them? Or are you tweeting? Or are you just
Insta, as they call it.
Are you doing the Instas? Are you doing stories?
You on IG?
I don't really do much stories.
Come on, do a
you
boomerang.
You gotta do some stories.
Do a boomerang.
I'm a boomerang. I feel silly doing
you
a boomerang.
You can just repost my story. You can do a little repost a puss.
I don't even know how to repost. How do you repost?
It's so easy. Go to your DMs. It says you were tagged, and then you just hit repost.
All right.
Still sounds complicated.
It's so easy.
Sounds complicated.
Old fuck.
So come on.
Young it down a notch.
Hey, guess
and
what,
repost.
Man? Guess what?
What?
21-year-olds looking at you like you old.
Yes, yeah, they do.
I am an adult.
Yeah, they do.
I'm
old
young,
is relative.
I'm a young adult.
Old is relative.
Old is relative, motherfucker.
Yes.
Pat, what you got?
Sprightly.
I'm gonna be at
Raleigh Durham.
Yes, that's right.
This weekend.
Yeah.
That's going to be good shows.
Yeah, that was going to be a great show. So follow me on that Friday and Saturday. Also, just follow me on Instagram, Pat Brown Show. Pat Brown Show on Instagram.
Yes.
And I'll be around.
Nice. Christmas?
I'm going to Atlanta tomorrow to heckle all the people at Laughing Skull Festival.
Okay, Laughing Skull, what, it started today?
It starts, I think it is today, yeah.
So you're just going to check that out?
Yeah, I'm going to go support the few black women they finally decided
did
to pick.
Did they finally decide on them?
I'm going to go down
there.
Did
they start some inclusion?
Oh, finally.
Yeah, I'm going to just show up and be like, cheers to everybody. You know what I mean? Just like being a real, real black bitch.
They finally let us in, though.
They, yeah. I mean, so ridiculous. They picked four, and I think one girl was like, I got a gig, I'm not coming. So, so there's three that are in the festival. I'm going to go do that all week. And hang out with my college friend from school and get drunk and stuff. And then I'll be in LA next week until like the 24th, and I'll be back in Vegas at a pool. Find me at a pool and in a bikini somewhere. And
nice. You should have came by the Rio. We was out there, me and Jared
not,
Freed.
Not the Rio. Come on.
I'm saying, well, we went to other pools, so I went to about a, let me go.
Yeah, the Rio pool is sketchy, but.
It's nice, though.
I feel great to like a pool like the Luxor. I took him to one of those Vegas pool parties. He was like, whoa. Oh, yeah. It was like champagne showers. What are you guys doing? So excited about it.
Yeah. I used to do rehab all the time at the Hard Rock.
They stopped doing that pool.
That was me and nigga. I used to perform the Hard Rock all the time.
Yeah.
Rehab was the best.
I know. Yeah.
Money, you don't even know.
What is that?
It was a pool party on Sunday. Every Sunday, huge. And nakedness.
People be fucking in the pool.
Fucking in the pool,
and throwing up in the pool.
Wow. Fucking in the pool. I used to go up to the room, fuck, come back down, meet somebody else, go back in the room, fuck, come back down.
Oh my God, the bacteria.
I won't be doing any of that, but
it was fun.
You guys can find me on socials. It's SHANNA Christmas.
There we go. Young white daughter?
You can find me on Soch. It's Karen Kardashian on Twitty. I don't tweet, but if you tweet at me, I'll tweet. And it's Karen Margolis on Insta, KerenMargolis. And I'm about to launch my YouTube. So if you like me here, you will love me there. So you can check back later. Watch me on my shit.
Boom. Thanks, guys, for coming on. Y'all great, by the
way.
Thank
you for having
me. Everybody go to ComedyCellar.com. I'm doing an hour on Saturday the 18th and Saturday the 25th. So get your tickets, ComedyCellar.com. Go to smallworldcomedy.com. Get your tickets. And thanks for everybody who came yesterday to the Carl Birthday Extravaganza stand-up show at the Underground. It was great. Michelle Wolf, Khalees Hawkins, Jordan Rock, Chris DeStefano, Vic Henley. It was a bunch of people. All the chefs who came. And congrats to Carl. He's opened his restaurant this week. The next week, La Cubana on West 15th. So we'll be through there. Celebrating, he got a fucking restaurant and a club downstairs.
When's the party?
That's going to be unbelievable. I'll let you know the dates, but that's going to be soon. But make sure you go to ComedyCellar.com, get the tickets for my hour, Saturday the 18th and Saturday the 25th.
Dope.
That was fun, huh?
It was. I'm glad I made it in time.
Fun times. Love and peace.